Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Ken Holloway Show. I'm the host of your show, Ken Holloway, and we have a very special guest in the studio with us this evening. Let's see here. So tonight our guest is Kate Haggerty. She is the CEO and founder of Soul Purpose. She helps professionals, small business owners, and entrepreneurs to answer two big questions. What is my true life purpose? And what am I really supposed to be doing with my life? So, Kate, would you please share with our audience a little bit about you and your personal journey?
Absolutely. First, I want to thank you for inviting me to be here tonight. My background is that I spent 30 long years in corporate America in sales, marketing, and advertising. Yeah, and I was very sure that that was the right place for me at the time. I had my eye on becoming the vice president of marketing or the chief marketing officer, and I was on the ladder to do that. But something happened when I turned 47 that I looked around and all of a sudden the things that had been so important to me, that plan, just, it didn't matter. It didn't feel important. And some of those nagging questions that some people run into became to be prominent for me, which was like, what am I really supposed to be doing with my life? Why am I really here? I felt called to do something bigger. So anyway, that discomfort level, and I'm sure we'll go into more detail about it, led me to kind of on a plight to figure out what am I really here to do. And what I discovered in that process was that my purpose is to help other people find theirs, and that I wasn't supposed to ignore some intuitive gifts I had been told about when I was younger, that I just was not supposed to ignore them any longer. So that started me out definitely on a journey.
Wow. You know, I had a similar experience. I don't know if it was when I was 47, but thereabouts. And very same question, you know, that I really began to question, like, what's my life purpose? But at the time, yeah, I didn't know there were coaches like you.
Right.
So when did you notice your intuitive abilities and what led you to follow them?
So I was told my whole life that I was intuitively gifted. And I was told that by various psychic mediums that I would go to see. And I would sort of nod and smile and immediately dismiss it because I was in corporate America and I had those goals I mentioned. And I did not want to be seen as weird. And I thought, you know, having those gifts and announcing them or having people know that was not going to help me move up that ladder. And so I basically stuffed that information to the side and ignored it. But when my level of misery got high enough, it really started having me ask. I mean, I got so miserable. I'll tell you, I would drive most days to the office. And if you're local here to Denver, I'd be driving down Spear crying. And then I would get downtown, get to the parking garage of the job, and I would literally give myself a pep talk that I could go up there. I could do this. You can do this. And I would get to the front door. I'd put my hand on the doorknob and I would say a silent prayer. Please, God, help me get through this day. Help me last here long enough to save up enough to quit. I mean, it was bad. And so I started to decide maybe I should look into whether there's any truth to this intuitive gift I've been told about. And so I signed up for a life purpose intuitive coach certification program to just sort of see. And I had a very positive experience. I was really encouraged by going through that to keep going.
Okay, well, I want to go into deep detail.
You wanted to go into detail?
Well, on the developing your intuitive abilities and going through a coaching program for that.
Right. Do you want me to tell you about that now?
Sure. Because, so you said you found a program and you in it. And
right.
A bit more. Or how would you describe that?
So the program was where we were paired up with people that were already coaches, and we were taught how to tap into our own gifts and how to prepare for sessions. So it involved meditating for about 20 minutes before you would have a session for someone. You'd be asking for the information for them on their behalf. So how it works today is what I learned back then. I sit at my dining room table with a stack of 8.5 by 11 white paper, and I ask, what is this soul here to accomplish? How can I help them reach their greatest potential? And if Ken, you are my client, I'll say, how can I, what is it? What next steps does Ken need to be taking now to align his life with what he really came here to do, with his true purpose? And so I will sit and wait. And we were trained to wait, you know, about 20 minutes, but I get like 20 seconds. And what starts to happen first is I will see images like they're from a movie, like scenes from a movie, but they're going to be parts of your life that you're, frankly, your guardian angels and guides want me to know about. When I've asked those questions, I've asked them of your guardian angels and guides who are with you all the time. They know what you're ready to hear and how. So I'm just basically the channel that brings that information through. What is it you've been trying to get to Ken and you haven't been able to? So first I see images. And then the next thing that happens is I will hear in my ear, Ken needs to do this, 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 and this. And it'll be very specific steps. Typically there's 5 to 9. And while they're specific, they're not things you can just do tomorrow, because the idea is to shift and transform your life. So they're going to be things like, could be meditation, reading certain books, taking different workshops. It varies by the person according to what it is that they need to be doing. So does that provide a little more info?
Yeah. I had no idea it was anything like that.
Neither, so, frankly. And initially when the information was coming through, I had no idea where it was coming from. And I was freaked out. I was like, where is this incredibly detailed information coming from? How do I know this? And I had a friend take me to hear a woman speak who had been working with spiritual folk for many years. And she introduced me to her at the end and told her about what I do. And she looked at me and she said, oh, honey, you channel. And I was like, oh, really? What does that mean? So, yeah, that was the beginning.
Wow. So how long have you been doing that?
So I was still in corporate America in 2011. That's when I hit my most unhappy point. And I pursued my gifts and my business from 2011 forward. I stayed in corporate America until 2014. And I had a foot on the dock and a foot in the boat, so to speak. And eventually it just, you know, when you, the universe will give you what I call love nudges to stop, look at your life, make changes. And if you don't pay attention to those, they turn into love shoves. So for me, in August of 2014, I got a love shove. And that was that the company I was working for decided to do layoffs. And we talked about 47 as an age earlier, but there are specific ages where we get a serious shove to move along and get on our path, align our life with our purpose. And if we're not paying attention, sometimes we'll have health issues. Anyway, one of those ages is 50. So I'm out celebrating my birthday on my 50th, and the next day is when I came in and they announced we're doing layoffs. So for people that are spiritual and know about those ages, when I tell them I was laid off the day after my 50th birthday, they laugh and say, well, what an interesting birthday gift from the universe. Like, enough already. Get on with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know about these different ages. And, you know, I was just kind of doing some mental math here while you were talking. At 47, it's through this. Out what we're talking about, figuring out my purpose and so forth. So that being said, because I'm referring to my, what are my ideal clients? What kind of client?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Your client base? I'm asking who is your client base and like what's your ideal
Absolutely.
Client?
Yes, well, I have worked with women and men as young as 24, up to as young as 70 plus. And the common denominator has been that they have reached a discomfort level in their life that they can't tolerate anymore. And sometimes that's pain, anxiety, depression, all of the above, but they just feel so stuck and miserable that they can't take it anymore. My ideal clients are going to be doers. These are the people that regularly invest in improving their lives. And they are painfully aware that something's missing, and they feel called to do something bigger, and they're ready to do something about it. So they're the doers. And if I had to pinpoint a niche, though, I'd say that it's probably me back in 2011. It's professionals between 35 and 55 who perhaps have a great job, and they're excellent at it. And maybe they're making a lot of money, and they're exceptional what they do, but they're completely miserable. And so often what's happened is if they've ignored their level of misery, if they've ignored those nudges to stop and take a look at your life, which can be relationship breakups, being laid off, not getting a job that you wanted, et cetera, when you kind of run into those walls, those love nudges will turn into the shoves. And if you've ignored those, often what people will start to experience is having some serious health issues. Because when we are or end up on our hands and knees or flat on our back, we are eventually going to ask ourselves, what am I doing with my life? And that's the whole reason it happens.
Wow. So when someone finds themselves in that position, how would it occur to them to get help with a coach?
Usually they're going to ask around.
Okay.
So I, you know, if they're unhappy, you know, they're going to know it's not just having another job. It's not just doing something else in the industry. They're going to know that it's not enough. Now, some people will just stay there and live in that place, but others will just realize, I cannot keep going like this. Something has got to change. They're living their lives just going through the motions. They're sacrificing themselves everywhere, and they just are so miserable. They're like, I've got to do something. And so then they start asking for help. And eventually people are going to suggest, I would think, a coach, a therapist, depending on what they're needing.
Okay, great. And I want to segue on that, because what you just described sounds like what a lot of couples do in marriage. Is it, and they don't know where so they and even it on your
so you said you want to segue and that a lot of couples find themselves in similar positions, and I'm sorry, what was past that?
Am I having sound trouble?
You are.
Okay, well, I wasn't aware of that. I apologize.
No problem.
I was saying that, well, we may have to cut this episode short, but I was saying that when people are in the situation like you described, I said I drew a parallel with people going through that in their relationships, where they're really very unhappy and they stay with it and the years go by and I wondering if you work with relationships in situations like that.
I definitely do. And I think that when we are unhappy in our purpose or career, it feeds into our unhappiness level or happiness level with our relationship and the other way around. I mean, I've worked with people that were miserable all day and they come home and have nothing left to give and they just weren't happy anymore. And so they weren't great partners. There are also the people that are in a relationship, have been for a long time. They're not happy. They're trying to figure out, is there any chance to improve it? If so, what do I do? Should I stay? Should I go? How do I get back out there and start dating? All the variations of where people can be in the relationship world, I help. I work with people. It just depends. So when I've asked, say I work with someone and we're going to focus on relationship, I'm going to ask those questions, but I'm also going to, in my preparation, say, what is it that they need to know to move forward with their relationship, to improve their communication with their partner, to figure out whether they should stay or go, or how to get back out there. So I will tailor the question to wherever they are. But yes, there are a lot of people who just stay in that place. There's others who take action. And there's still another group that just likes the idea of change, but they're not really willing to make any. So I'm careful with, when I first talk to people, sorting out who's really ready to make a change and who's kind of likes the idea but isn't ready to take action to do anything about it.
Okay, gotcha. Now, I'm going to shift gears a little bit, because since we're talking about relationships, I understand you also work with numerology, and I'd love to hear all about that.
Absolutely. So our birth dates reveal a lot. In numerology, most people think of Pythagoras as a mathematician, but he was also a mystic and a philosopher, and he is the father of what we know today as numerology. He had a theory based on the digits 1 through 9 that when we added up our birth date and you know, reduce those numbers down to a single digit, that a lot of things were revealed. Our unique traits, talents, and gifts, are the lessons we're here to learn, the challenges we're here to overcome, and also who we're going to be most compatible with as a partner or as a coworker or as a friend, just in general, who we're going to be compatible with. So in the workshop that we're going to do in a few weeks through the Radical Love Summit, I'm going to be talking about each person that comes will find out what their birth path number is, which is what that's called, reducing your birth date down to a birth path number. And that reveals your talents, your gifts, your traits and characteristics, who you're most compatible with. So we're going to do that. And then what we're also going to look at is, you know, you have a birth path number and so do I. And when we combine your birth path number with someone else's, that becomes a partnership sum. And that partnership sum is going to reveal where are your strengths with that person in that relationship and where are there some challenges, some places that you're going to need to focus on to keep the communication as strong as it can be. And it's important to know that there are no like good birth path numbers and bad birth path numbers. They all have strengths. They all have challenges. And similarly, there are no like partnership sums that have they're flawless, they'll never have issues, and others that are just destined to fail. Every partnership sum, every partnership, every relationship is going to have strengths about it and things where the intimacy, the connection, the communication can also be improved. And we'll focus on that too.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it. How do you know when to incorporate that in your couple's work?
So what I do
with
is
the intuitive. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I have an initial conversation with potential clients. I call it an Unleash Your Yes session. It's a complimentary 45-minute session that takes place over the phone. And during that call, I'm going to be asking people questions about where they feel the most stuck, where they're having the most pain, discomfort, anxiety, depression, all of the above in their life.
Yeah.
And so if it's
okay.
around relationships, that will be clear. And so then when I sit down to do that preparation work before our very first kickoff client session, I will have asked specifically about relationship. Because if I ask about purpose and relationship and or grief, it's too much for that person to take in. It's too much for me too. So we focus on one area at a time. But I'm going to be asking at that time, and then what comes through are these specific next steps for that person to take to change that area of their life. And so on that first call, I'm going to share everything that I got for them, just for them, relevant to relationship. And where that information and those steps are super exciting because they are tailored just for you and no one else. About a nanosecond later, it's like, oh my God, it's overwhelming. What do I do first? What do I do second? Who's in this with me? And so what I offer today is frankly what I wish had been available to me some years back. So our work becomes taking that list of steps and then breaking them down into manageable chunks. So you're working on a few pieces at a time, and you're doing that over 2 or 4 week increments. And for people who show up and they take these steps seriously and they make themselves and that work a priority from day one to the very end, wow, this transformation take place. It is huge.
Hey, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you could think about it.
But you're gonna.
would you like to share any stories with your clients' work that where they had an amazing breakthrough with numerology and their relationship?
Let's see. Some are sad. You know, there's one, there's a person whose husband was not being loyal, and she was getting a lot of feedback from her family, friends, and everybody of what she should do. She should leave him. She should stay. She should this, she should that. And she had 2 young children, and she was very overwhelmed and needed the space and ability to make a clear decision on her own. So what we did is looked at not just what steps and messages did her guides and angels have for her, but also what did the numerology say about her birth path number, his, their relationship sum, and then there were beyond that tips of what they could do to try to connect and reach one another, but it takes two. And what we kept laying out was different things for her to try, And then she had to see, was he willing to meet her halfway? And unfortunately, he wasn't. And so in the end, she had the time and space to look at the situation and say, this is not best for me. It's also not best for my children. So I'm going to go. But she was able to go and not feel like she had to keep looking back and wondering. So in that way, it sheds light and gives clarity. And I incorporate other things too, other steps and exercises, so that people have many facets, tools, and approaches to use.
Okay.
And let's see. I'm trying to think if there's another one I want to share. But go ahead if you had another question.
Well, while I'm thinking about it, I would like you to let our listeners know the best way to get in contact with you and check out your programs.
Absolutely. So I offer, as I mentioned, that complimentary 45-minute session. It takes place over the phone, and I call it an Unleash Your Yes session. And during that call, I'm going to ask questions about where you feel the most stuck, and I'm going to give you an overview of my programs, and then we'll decide together how I can support you further. So people can sign up for the date and time that works best for them by visiting my site, which is katehaggerty.com, emailing me at kate@soulpurpose.biz, B-I-Z, or calling me at 303-562-8530. And some of the other things that I'm up to, in case people are like, well, where else can I find her, would
That's
be that
question.
I – oh, see, but I'm intuitive. I was on it. currently, when people ask me, so Kate, what are you doing? I'm working on a one-on-one with clients, which I love, but I have been considering doing a group program down the road so I can help more people at once. And I'm also, I enjoy giving keynotes, speaking and teaching at professional events and conferences like the Radical Love Summit. I'm offering a workshop of my own in September, and I've had my hand in a couple other cookie jars. I just finished writing a chapter in a book of 15 female authors that's going to be coming out in spring of 2018. But ultimately, I see myself continuing to speak and teach and coach in front of larger audiences. And I know I have a couple books in me that need to be written. So at some point, that's going to happen too.
Awesome. You know, that reminds me, talking about your work, I remember you said you have a presentation about the differences in masculine and feminine energies.
Right.
Are you going to be bringing that up in your summit presentation?
Well, I got all excited for everything I wanted to cover, but I'm used to having 90 minutes. And when I looked and said, hey, you know what? It's really 50. I needed to pull back and couldn't cover everything.
Uh-huh.
What I've tried to do is pare down. I mean, if I had 2 hours, I'd just bring it all because I'm passionate about it. I love to share the information with people, and it really changes relationships for folks immediately. One of the things I am going to do is I'm going to make sure that in addition to talking about birth path numbers and partnership sums, I'm going to have one hot tip for men and one hot tip for women about things they can do immediately to improve the connection and communication with others. And those come from that he said, she said workshop that I've offered in the past to help women and men understand each other better.
Yeah. I knew
believe
that
it or
funny.
Not, we, believe it or not, we really do all want the same things. We just have very different ways of going about it. And once we can acknowledge those things and navigate, laugh about them and work with them, success is totally possible.
Okay. Okay. So can you give me an example? Now I'm going to come to the summit and watch your presentation because I want to learn more about the birth path number, but without doing like say mine, for example, could you give us an example of like what someone, when you get their birth date, what does that tell you? Like, what does their number reveal to you?
So,
and how does that affect the couple's joint number?
Right. So, the first thing I'm going to take is a person's birth date, month, date, and year. And I'm going to add that birth date up three different ways. And what I'm looking for is a number that's typically going to fall between 1 through 9, and or it could be 11, 22, or 33. And so, based on the number that I arrive at, that's going to tell me about qualities, characteristics, traits, and talents that person has and were born with.
Oh,
what
we should
happens,
do mine
though,
then.
Is We might. Okay. Sometimes, though, we don't remember what those are. Or it's things that are easy for us, so we blow them off as not being any big deal, but they are. And still other times they're things that we have the capacity for, like I did with my intuitive gifts, but we may not be comfortable or have let them come up and out yet. So I'm first going to look at each individual to see what they have as their own birth path number. Then when I put on the view of looking at it from a relationship standpoint, I'm going to look at, okay, what does that birth path number tell me about what that person needs most in a relationship? What other birth path numbers they're going to be predispositioned to get along with well? That doesn't mean if you meet someone or are married to someone that isn't one of those numbers that you're destined to not work out. I've met a lot of people that are married and they're very happy, and it just tells you who you are potentially going to get along with well. And so then I'm going to look at your birth path number combined with that other person's number, reduce that down to a single digit, and that becomes the partnership sum. And that is focused on the partnership. What are the strengths and challenges of that combined, that union, that relationship? And so it can be coworkers, it can be romantic partners, it can be siblings. I once had someone tell me about his father, and he said, I'd be curious to know what our partnership sum was. And I said to him, well, it sounds to me just from what you've described that it's an 8. And a partnership sum of 8 is going to be about power, always kind of struggling over who's in power. And,
oh, wow.
And so he and his father had a lot of that, you know, who's in charge, what does that mean? And so if your partnership sum is an 8, it doesn't mean, oh God, we're always going to fight. It means you need to be clear about who's in charge of what. And you do this and I do that. We're both, you know, we're clear on it. So no assumptions are made. But it, a lot of times people can work out having a business together. They just have to be very, very clear about who's responsible for what parts of the business. And so there's always ways to work through what those potential challenges could be.
Okay. So thanks for sharing that. So the single digits 1 through 9, is this related to the Enneagram work?
It isn't. There are lots of different ways of looking at numerology and numbers, and I love the Enneagram. It's totally fun and really great to look at. There's just so many facets. You know, I am also a certified graphologist, which means I analyze handwriting. So in my work, I like to look at numerology, astrology, the intuitive portion. They're going to be, you know, sun signs. There's lots of different aspects I'm going to take a look at. A lot of times my background in corporate is needed just to help people navigate relationships, politics, and how to work out a slow and steady exit. I'm never going to tell somebody go in tomorrow and break up or go in tomorrow and quit your job. I'm not going to be in favor of drastic, quick action. It's all about making a plan that makes sense and has specific steps to follow in an order that makes sense and following those so that you can be successful.
Okay, great. So what do you like best about helping people to change their lives?
Well, I care about making a difference in the world. And I had an aha one day, and I'm going to get deep on you here, so get ready.
Okay.
That the more people who step into the true life purpose, the more others around them are going to be inspired and see that they can too. And then I visualized how this cycle could turn into this ripple effect of more and more people fulfilling their purpose and beginning to share their traits and talents with the world. And then beyond that, how that effect could continue and ultimately expand so that it would really end up increasing the overall vibration of the planet. And I remember thinking, wow, doesn't get much bigger than that.
Yeah.
There's my deep moment.
Okay. Yeah, because it's like a ripple in a pond, right?
Absolutely.
You know,
just expand
to infinity. Yeah.
Cool. Right.
Well, I'm all in favor of making the world a better place.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's been a delight to have you on the show. I can't wait to see you at the summit. It's going to be fascinating. I'm really looking forward to, you know, seeing how that goes with the crowd and learning more about it. Before we sign off, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would just like people to know that if they're wondering You know, what about me? Was I born with anything special? Or is it just some people? Everyone is born with unique gifts, with talents and traits, and all of us have come here to share them with the world. And we are in our best place sharing them the most strongly that we can when we are aligned with our purpose, when we are helping those we've come here to help. And a little clue is a lot of times the people you've come here to help are tied into some of the toughest challenges and experiences that you've had in your life. Often the things that you're glad are in the rearview mirror and you'd like them to stay there, but because you've gone through them, puts you in a special place to help others. So if you're doubting, do I have anything special? Yes, you do. And if you need help finding them, reach out to someone like me that can help you uncover them and put them into action, because the people you've come here to help, they're waiting for you.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. All right. Well, listen, Kate, it's been a pleasure. So we've got your website address and your phone number. Why don't you give that out one more time, please?
Absolutely. So the website is katehagerty.com, and that's K-A-T-E-H-A-G as in George, E-R-T-Y.com. So it's a little different, one G, not two. And then my email address is kate@soulpurpose.com. soulpurpose.biz. .com is something else, but .biz is me. And then my phone number is 303-562-8530. And Ken, thank you so much for having me. It's been wonderful, and I look forward to hopefully seeing the listeners at the Radical Love Summit, which is in just a few weeks. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's coming up August 18th, 19th, and 20th at here in Denver. And now that I understand your work better, you know, I'd be interested in getting one of those free sessions myself, because it sounds pretty fascinating.
Okay. Cool. Well, the best way to do it is just take advantage of one of those things I rattled off, and we'll connect.
I will do that. All right, Kate, thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We're going to sign off for now. The Radical Love Summit is coming up August 18th, 19th, and 20th. And there's going to be about 20 speakers from all over talking about relationships and love and romance. And it's going to be a lot of fun, eye-opening, lots of great entertainment, and the first of many events to come. So be sure to mark your calendars for that. I'll be there. Kate will be there. And you know, to come up to cover the last few weeks, Andy Dooley that was on the show last week, Andy's going to be there. And we have Lorianne Davis. She's coming in from the East Coast. She's fabulous. And we're going to have Suzanne Mueller-Heinz going to be on the summit, and lots of other great people. So we hope you can make it out and take your relationship to the next level. So on that happy note,
give them the website.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're still there. It's theradicallovesummit.com. And it's a great place to go to get registered and get all the details. TheRadicalLoveSummit.com. So we'll look for you there, and catch you on the next episode. Take care, and thanks for joining us. Good night.
It's happening.